And that's a fiver change. Thanks for shopping with Gen Excess.
There he is. Mole!
Hi, Doc. Oh, hello, Chrissy.
Mole, what's all this? We're long overdue scripts for the new season. What are you doing here?
What does it look like? I've started a shop selling walking sticks. I figured the Tories must have broken far more people than me, so I'm trying to make the Brexit opportunity work.
I can't criticise you for showing a bit of entrepreneurialism, but come on, dude, we can't give up on overturning Brexit now. Can you write some more jokes, please? That's how you can give them a bit of stick, eh?
What's the point? Everyone else has sold out to Redkip. Even if we get the Tories out, Labour are going to carry on with Johnson's lies.
Oh, come on, Mole. You can't compare Starmer to Johnson.
Why not? Look at the timeline of his leadership. Every promise U-turned, hard Brexit red lines with the hope of Theresa May cakeism mixed in. All he's missing is the gold wallpaper and half a dozen illegitimate kids.
Well, that's even more reason to ramp up the pressure now and demand the policies we want in the manifesto before a general election.
It's too late for that. The timeline is fucked. If people had listened to us when we rang the alarm bells in the earlier seasons, then maybe we could have got a smidge of honesty and integrity or rallied a green alternative. But now, well, Starmer knows we're all so desperate to get the Tories out, he can even ignore his own party's demands. Look at PR. It was voted for at conference, but it won't be in the manifesto.
Why don't we focus on boosting the Progressive Alliance then?
Because Labour are actively working against the idea. We could even get Gove out if they stepped aside, but they won't, and instead, they'll blame everyone else like us.
So what are we gonna do?
About 5 years if we're not careful. Look, I don't know about you guys, but I'm keeping things low-key. We've got a Nazi government that will put people on a prevent watch list if they decide we're not patriotic enough. And we've got an incoming government that seems to be determined to bring back Thatcherism and austerity too. I feel like I'm living in the wrong reality. The only person that seems to be agreeing in part with what I'm saying is Owen fucking Jones. And that just makes me look like a batshit Corbynite that won't let go.
We can't just end the show. It always felt like we had a glorious purpose and it offered hope that we could turn things around by pulling all the threads of the Brexit tall tales together and showing people the patterns in the tapestry of lies.
And make some knob jokes.
None of it matters. The next decade of wasted opportunity is inevitable as things stand.
Then take a stand, dude. Come on, have a cup of tea. Here. Now snap out of it.
What the hell was that?
Oh, hey guys, what are you doing here? Couldn't wait for me to send the new scripts to you, eh?
What?
The new season? Here you go. I'm really excited for this.
Doc, what's happening?
I don't know. I just put down my thermos, I snapped my fingers and everything's changed.
Quick, do it again and wish for a second referendum.
Nope, sorry, nothing.
What are you two on about? Look, the only way we reverse Brexit is to...
Mole!
Where did he go?
God!
Mole, what the fuck was that?
I don't know. I just got thrown into the future somehow. Guys, it's really bad.
What happens?
The idiots that used to vote Tory doubled down with reform. Labour panics after Trump wins the presidency again and they make Farage the US ambassador.
What?
After 5 years of nothing improving here, they get booted out and Farage is the Prime Minister.
How can that happen under first past the post?
The Tory party collapses in 2025 and reform become the opposition.
Gee, so Starmer doesn't take us back in then? Or bring Leveson too? What about PR? Or surely he's at least saved the NHS.
Oh, does he, Eck? Why would he when he got elected fawning to fascists? Securenomics and failed cherry-picking on free movement just kills it quicker. Free ports and charter cities are everywhere because no one thought to ask Labour if they'd get rid of them. And now all the national parks are being fracked to shit too. No one can protest about any of it without being sent to a farming work colony or Rwanda.
That can't happen, dude. Even if the Tories drag us out of the ECHR, Starmer is a human rights lawyer, for fuck's sake.
The guy that said Israel had the right to cut off the electric and water to the children of Gaza, you mean?
What about social media objections?
There isn't any. Tech billionaires and oil companies launched so many AI troll bots that all the platforms became pointless.
There he goes again.
Oh man, these transitions are rough. Everything's so unstable. I can't even see what's causing these time slips. I think Putin might have bombed CERN and released some oh god particles or something.
Quick, Doc, grab onto him.
Come here, you! Damn it, missed him.
That last one sounded really bad. We've got to do something.
I know.
Oh, God, guys. Oh, I can't deal with considering all of these different dimensions. It just can't be up to us to save everyone and see that people like Johnson and Farage get their comeuppance.
Wherever you're going, we're coming too. We're all in this together.
No, that's a Tory phrase. How about Revengers Assemble?
I think I could make that work.
What the...
Attention, time deviants! You are hereby charged with causing disruption to the sacred general election timeline. Come with me. Resisting with satire is futile.
I saw these time cops before, when I was jumping about. If we go with her, we're gone forever.
If she's a time cop from the future, how are we supposed to fight back?
Stitch this!
What's going on? There's two holy moles!
But this new one is Scottish!
Guys, there's one holy mole. Holy mole numero uno, and that's me.
Where's this HM2 come from then?
And besides, you're a different mole to the one we started with too.
Ah, I've come to you from the multiverse to get you back on track. I'm from a future where we rejoin the EU, get PR and recovery through a new green economy.
Wow, that sounds ace. How do we get that?
I've travelled through billions of timelines and, well, you're in the end game now. You're probably fucked.
Oh, shit. What did you do differently? And why are you Scottish now?
We had an immediate second referendum after the Russia report was published unredacted, leading to the SNP running candidates throughout the UK, and they got a landslide in 2019. The accent kind of settled in after we started to finally hear Scottish voices in political debates.
Is there really no hope for this reality?
Most of the people who can still be bothered to engage with politics have been gaslit into accepting he we must endure as the next PM. Your only chance is to be more like the Reform Party.
What?
You can't ignore the fact they caused the biggest political swing by targeting people who'd never voted before. With so many registered voters being too chicken shit to challenge the two-party system, you're going to need to rally up everyone else who's never voted into registering, turning up with ID and voting green. You're not splitting the vote and risking the Tories getting back in if they're new voters. You've got to be joking. Nay, that's your job. People keep telling you this, dude.
How are we supposed to get the reach to pull off this miracle? We do an audio-only show with dated references and we're terrible at social media.
I guess you'll have to take some chances with this new season. Act a bit more daredevilish. But the best advice I can give you, the one shot that you rely on, is...
Oh, for goodness sake, he's gone.
I hate to worry, but on top of everything else, we've now got a body of a dead time cop to deal with too.
Ah, just chuck it in the Thames. No one will notice.
And then what?
And then, I guess we crack on and try and stabilise the narrative so we can just get some honest debate.
Fine. But can we start this season with a big musical number or something? Just for a change, instead of some sort of surreal nonsense with niche cultural references that no one understands.
It's a bit late for that, but I will cue the theme tune. Trust me, there's going to be some marvellous crossovers.
The Strange Mole Show.
Number 664 to desk 5, please.
Hello?
Take a seat, please. Name?
Igor, ma'am.
Igor what?
Just Igor, ma'am.
I can't leave your surname field blank. You've got to be called something.
Very well. Something it is.
Oh, fine. It's been a long day. I haven't got the energy to argue. What can I help you with today, Mr. Something?
Well, ma'am, my former employer, Professor Schrödinger, has been jailed for his Brexit crimes against humanity. And given my current condition, well, I wondered if I could make a PIP claim.
Very well. Blow into this, please.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. Something, but there appears to be a breath left in your body, so you don't qualify.
Oh dear. Could I make a claim for universal credit instead then, please?
Just one moment. No, I'm sorry. According to the DWP's new AI entitlement assessment system, you've already claimed too much in a different multiverse. In fact, looking at these numbers, you owe us £3,500 in overpayments.
Oh no! How am I supposed to pay that back? Can you at least help me find a job?
Let's have a look, shall we? Now, it says here that you've spent the last 8 years working as a henchman. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were an instrumental scientific support officer?
Using both a hands-on and hands-off approach, ma'am.
I see. And your special skills are listed as turning a blind eye, gathering bodies, and bringing a spark to events?
You could say that, ma'am, yes.
I think I have just the thing for you. You'll fit right in. Here you go.
An actual job referral?
Yes, you're in luck. The Labour Party are preparing a new science division ready for when they get into power. the head of Brexit Behavioural Science, is looking for an assistant. I've set you up with a meeting for first thing next episode. Ask for Dr. Pavlov.
Very good, Mom.
To be continued. It's Saturday night, and time to placate the masses with a pantomime gambling away everyone's future. It's The Price is Right Wing! And back from the dead to whip up support for this zombie government, it's Bruce Forthright!
Nice to see you, Seek
Heil!
That's wonderful. You're so much better than the multicultural society we had in the last decade. Let's get on with the show with our first contestant. It's Jeremy Hunt. Come on down and answer some questions or step on down. Good evening, Jeremy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tonight, you can walk away with some real cash as you play the Running Out the Clock game. The timer here is set to 30 seconds, representing the patience of the electorate and how long you have left to call a general election. And all you have to do is shout out the correct price of the items I list. Do you understand?
Yes, I think it's very clear, and I've been very clear, that I've always been very clear about understanding that I'm in full control of my understanding of being clear on things.
Marvellous! Right then, Jeremy, off we go. Start the clock! A tennis match with the PM.
Oh, easy. We all know that Bozzer and Dave got 160k from the wife of a former Putin minister for a knockabout. 160 grand.
Sorry, my love, but the Tory stock isn't that high anymore.
Oh, 100 grand? 85 grand? 45 grand?
Next item, a knighthood.
That one I do know. The ink's still wet on the cheque. £5 million.
Cheap at half the price. Next up, the soul of the nation.
10 million. 100 million. 1 billion.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeremy. You're out of time. The answer was that you set fire to it and used the ashes to soak up the blood on your hands.
Oh, yes, of course.
Still, you've made a tidy packet and you've got more than your Brexit bus fare home. Didn't he do well for his paymasters? Time for a break. If you can find something that isn't broken, we'll be back after this.
There are no breaks on the BBC. It's time for the National Mockery. Without further delay, let's get that balls up rolling and see whose number is up. As you can hear, the balls are in the grinder. Oh dear, there's a lot of numbers spilling out everywhere, ready to be picked up by foreign players too. But don't panic. It shouldn't be too difficult to cover up the mess. Where there's a will, there's a rag. Let's roll over and keep the distractions going to convince you that this all adds up.
Gosh, Norm, I do love watching these 21st century shows. It's crazy to think how they were just living their lives, playing games, right up to the end of the world as they knew it.
You said it. Super mega crazy. But at least some of our billionaire forefathers had the good sense to build these fallout vaults to ensure the survival of the human race.
I sometimes feel sad for those poor old rich men, though, spending all that money only to be slaughtered by their security teams who took over each facility.
Hang on there, Lucy. Without those brave freedom fighters and the AI systems that worked out we'd all be better off without billionaires, we wouldn't be here right now. Oh my God! Someone's infiltrated the vault! Hit the alarm!
Norm, wait! He dropped out of nowhere. There's no breach.
But how?
I don't know. Let's ask him. Hello? Are you okay?
Oh, where am I?
You're in Vault 66.
Where?
Vault 66. The best vault there is. Proud and strong, with everyone ready to make Britain great again. As soon as it's 100% safe outside.
Safe from what?
The toxic Tory fallout, of course. The great poisoning of democracy in 2024 that laid waste to hopes and dreams of change. But nobody made Brexit work like we did down here in the vaults.
And then there's monsters that roam the land, devouring the truest of heart, known as the right-winged Medea.
How long have you been down here? What year is this?
Well, no one's really sure. Making clocks work again after the bombs dropped was one thing we never really worked out.
It feels like a couple of hundred years, right? I mean, it's gotta be that long at least.
How are you sure? Every day felt like that where I came from. At some point, you need to face what's out there. You could start by opening a window. Whew!
There's no need. Our history was carefully archived so that we could learn from our past mistakes. There has been an inquiry running to work it out, and that's bound to finish soon.
How long has it been going on?
We can't remember that either.
If you won't go outside, can I at least see the archives?
Golly, no. Those vaults are all the way in the 70s. We're not opening up those files.
You don't understand. I'm from before the 2024 general election. If I know what caused this, maybe I can stop it.
What's a general election? I don't remember learning about those.
Maybe it was another virus, like that Gove infection that we heard about in the pandemic podcasts.
Please, you have to help me before I...
Oh, he's gone.
A good riddance, I say. That was all very strange.
Maybe he was right, though.
About what?
About having a real look outside at the lay of the land to see if we can live there and get things growing again.
Don't be silly. We can't take any chances of the Tories getting in here for some green dream. How are we going to breathe when everything's covered in the grease smog that we read about in the history Reddits?
I suppose you're right. Fancy a can of Spam?
Ooh, now you're talking. Shall I put on another old-time record whilst we eat?
That sounds swell.
All the polls are down.
All the polls are down.
And the outlook's grey.
And the outlook's grey.
He did lecture talks.
He did lecture talks.
For a rainy day.
For a rainy day.
He'll escape the storm.
He'll escape the storm.
If he moves to LA.
If he moves to LA.
California scheming.
California scheming.
Watch Rishi run away. Talking with a smirk. lives he pissed away. Well, the fascists can't be pleased.
Fascists can't be pleased
by anything he can say.
Anything you say.
With the homeless in the cold.
Homeless in the cold.
With fines they cannot pay.
Fines they cannot pay.
California scheming.
California scheming.
Watch Rishi run away.
The Strange Mole Show is written by the Holy Mole and performed alongside Chris Doc Strange and Chrissy Gregg. Additional musical material by Augusta Lees. Find back episodes at strangemole.co.uk.